Jewish leaders say it's not uncommon for teens to distance themselves from their Jewish identity and communities after their coming-of-age ceremony. One Jewish community in Philadelphia has tried to buck that trend by offering a modern twist on the traditional bar and bat mitzvah. WHYY's Hemena Kondi reports.
On Sunday morning, 13-year-old Sophie Mills became a bat mitzvah at Volksschule, a secular Jewish community in Philadelphia that embraces Jewish values but says there's no one way to embody them. Her ceremony featured some singing in Hebrew, but in a departure from most others, the rest was entirely in English. And instead of memorizing portions of the Torah to chant in front of her family and friends, Sophie gave a presentation about Tikkun Olam, which means repairing the world.
Even if you do like a small act of kindness, it can still make a difference and help other people in smaller ways and inspire them.
Kate Forrest, who led Sophie's ceremony, says typically a bar or bat mitzvah's Torah portion is chosen based on the Hebrew calendar, and some students may be less enthused about their readings.
Sometimes you could get lucky and get a nice story like the Noah's Ark story, and sometimes you could get stuck with a section from Leviticus that covers skin disease.
To get kids excited about their ceremony and to deepen their Jewish roots, Volksschule lets kids like Sophie pick a topic on Jewish life they want to study for 1 year. Lara Moretti, who grew up in a Reform community, had a traditional ceremony and has a son going through the process now.
And he's studying and researching, and when he finds things out, he says, "Mom, this is so cool." I don't think I ever said anything was really cool about my bat mitzvah. So that's a nice change to see that he's excited about it.
Forrest says the goal is to keep young people involved in the community during their teen years, and that Volksschule's approach has led to between 50 and 80% of kids sticking around. Hemena Kondi, WHYY News.